Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, Chief Executive Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Colin in just a moment. Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. To be offered, 509 Angus and 51 Hereford Bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th.
Adama!
Are you still talking about Adama?
Yes, you need to help me.
Okay, what's the problem?
Some people still haven't heard that Adama is focused on the return on investment for growers, or that their crop protection products can help produce higher yields. They're like scarecrows for weeds, insects, and disease.
That is important. What can I do?
Well, maybe together we can reach more people. Adama!
Adama!
No, together.
For higher yields and greater peace of mind, all you have to do is ask for Adama.
Adama!
ADAMA.com.
It was just a little bit different this time around when we sat down with Colin Woodall at the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio. For the last several years, we had sat down and talked with him one-on-one based on his role as lead lobbyist for the cattle industry in Washington. This time around, though, he's the chief executive officer, top hired hand of NCBA. And so we talked about a variety of issues with him, but we did start with an overriding issue of importance for the cattle industry, the recent success of the trade deals.
The trade victories are a big deal and most welcome, very, very much needed at this point for all of agriculture, including the cattle industry.
You know, they are huge victories, but it's always a good opportunity to just step back for a minute and remind everybody why we spend so much time on trade. We talk about it, and sometimes we just have to say, hey, wait a minute, this is why. And the why is the beef tongue. That is the greatest example, I think, that's out there. Something that's worth $1 a pound here, Ron, we can put on a ship, we can send it to Japan, which is our number one market right now, and sell it for $13 to $15. That is a great return on a product that Americans just aren't eating. So that's why we spend so much time on trade. And when you look at the Japanese trade deal that got done, we were selling almost $2 billion of product in 2019, but we did that with a 38.5% tariff. That's a 38.5% tax. Very few of your listeners would pay 38.5% tax on anything they would buy. So being able to get this deal in place, to take that down to 9% and catch up with all of our other competitors is a huge win for our industry.
We also talked to Colin about that fire at the Tyson beef packing plant up in Holcomb, Kansas, and the problems that it caused the market reacting rather violently up and down, up on wholesale box beef trade, down on cattle prices. That had a lot of cattle producers very angry, and NCBA and others called for a review of the market situation following the fire. USDA said they would do a study. They've been working on it, but still have not got it out. Rather non-committal by Secretary Perdue when he was at the cattle industry convention just a few days back there in San Antonio. Colin, where are we on that? Have you been able to push any on trying to get this study done?
Yeah, we are pushing. We've had opportunity to talk both with the Secretary while he was here and also with Undersecretary Eyeball about the need to get this information out. I do think that we'll get it here pretty quickly, but I think we need to also step back and keep in mind that let's take the time to make sure it's right. And that is the one thing that we told the Secretary's office from the get-go, is make sure that whatever you put out is right and defensible, because everybody wants to know. There's a lot of theories out there. NCBA was the first group that had an official request into both USDA and CFTC in looking at oversight of the market to make sure that things were working. So we're all looking forward to see what this has to say, because it could have an impact on things such as the reauthorization of mandatory price reporting, which is up for consideration by both the House and Senate Ag Committees.
I know that, you know, this morning at the Cattle Facts seminar, Randy indicated that markets work, and I actually put a social media tweet out and got some kind of fiery responses back about producers who don't necessarily agree with that statement, that they feel that the packers took advantage. And I know that's part of the perception out there.
It is part of the perception, and agree. And again, that's what this study is looking at, to see if there were any indications of that. But we have talked to not only Cattle Facts, but we have talked to independent economists, Land Grant University economists, and they have all told us the exact same thing, that markets work. Now, the fact that markets work doesn't necessarily always mean that they work in your favor, depending on where you're at in the chain. So, yeah, there's still a lot of unhappy people. But does unhappiness mean that there was actually a conspiracy? Not necessarily. But we need this definitive answer. And again, that's why we have told them, don't rush this process and miss something. Make sure that this has been scrubbed, that it's thorough, because we as the industry need to be able to use this study. We need to be able to use whatever the results are to take some definitive action, whether that action is additional work on packers and stockyards or whether that action is on just more transparency through mandatory price reporting. It's important to get that done, but everybody needs to understand that there may not be the smoking gun that some people think that there are right now.
Part one of our conversation with Colin Woodall of NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.